Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back.
Back.
Friday, April 1st.
Friday,
April 1st.
Technically, it's Saturday when you're listening. So.
It's Marcos. Sammy Stats is here.
What's going on, everybody?
Dollar Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Producer Jake is here.
Howdy, howdy.
And it is the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, welcome back. Episode 28. Holy shit.
Friday night, baby.
Friday night. Holy shit. Friday.
Whole lot of gang shit.
A lot of shit. Saturday. 24-hour stream starts now.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
What are we watching? What are we watching?
Boys.
April Fools.
How the hell are we doing? Oh, wait. I'll give you time to think about that. Real quick, guys. Socials. The Bare Minimum Podcast on Twitter, at The Bare Min Pod. Voicemails, you can leave them, send an audio file, call one of the boys, but you can always email us questions of the week. It's thebearminpod@gmail.com. Got a tip jar set up. You can hit us up on Venmo if you want to throw a little bit of cheese our way. We will use it to make our studio awesome. And by studio, I mean the bunker.
Yo, what's your favorite cheese?
You guys, at least one of you know what my answer is already.
You knew I was going to ask that when you heard cheese.
Yeah. I got kind of excited. Yeah. I really like cheese.
Is it cheddar?
No, it's not.
Is it?
Oh, it's just sharp cheddar.
Like as sharp as you can humanly make it, like 10 years.
I could have sworn it was Fermunda.
No.
Moving on.
No. Fermunda. I like that.
So, boys, now that we did all that stuff, welcome on back. How the hell are we doing?
Shout out sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Shout out sponsors.
From our Venmo, our tip jar.
Cousin
Jimmy, supporting the show.
Primo what Jaime. A great
long time listener. First Jimmy? Time
Thanks,
caller.
Baby
first
girl.
Time donator.
Oh, ooh. First time donator.
First time caller, first time long time listener, and, first time donor.
We also great, got
great
a...
Guy. Great guy he is.
And then...
A-R-M-P-I to the T.
Yeah, armpit.
Ooh.
Shout out armpit.
Shout out armpit.
While we're shouting out armpit quickly, while we're on that note.
Yeah, we got a tip from armpit, so we're going to shout out our boy. He helps run the Aurora Fast Pitch Softball organization. So if you're looking to get into some fast pitch softball, male or female, hop on a board. We got aurorafastpitch.org. Season starts soon. And they're always looking for players.
I believe they're doing a tourney pretty soon, like some sort of round robin format. So if you got a team, go hit them up. If you do slow pitch with your boys and girls, it's a fun thing to try as well because most of them might have played fast pitch before.
Yeah,
if
people that can throw gas.
If you're like most
pitchers.
Of us and you played ball when you were a child and you've a retired has-been and you just play, and you just play slow pitch now, fast pitch is fun. I'm just saying.
It is.
Let me
you guys have all played in this league, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Correct.
That's cool.
I've hit a dinger.
Wow.
Oh, I sent it. Road ball.
And these pitchers are like good pitchers,
dude,
right?
There was this one guy. So
fast pitch is hard.
So, yes.
The tall guy.
And it's different than baseball because fast pitch, the mound is closer.
Yep.
So 60 now looks like 80, essentially. Like
timing's weird.
Because timing is so different. You're stepping before the ball's even out of their hand.
You're watching their hip instead of their elbow. It's very weird.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. And, dude, there was this one dude last year. Not to freaking... This was one guy.
Was
but
it the Kiwi guy?
I don't know.
No, this those guy are nice guys.
Threw,
so nice.
This
nice
was guys. The hardest pitcher I've ever seen throw, like, in the fast pitch league. Guy threw absolute gas.
Did you touch any?
No, I think I fouled one off.
Were you as scared? Oh,
he did hit me. He hit me in the middle of the back, and the ball spun off me and went over the fence.
Jesus,
it's a tall backstop there too.
It was crazy. I don't really understand the physics of that.
Anyway,
so shout out to the Aurora Fast Pitch Softball League, guys.
It's a blast.
Lot of fun,
and thank you, Armpit.
Bring
thank
your
you,
family,
Armpit.
Bring your dogs.
You.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Armpit.
Can't
guys,
thanks,
Jim. Thanks for the sponsors. In all seriousness, like. We can't do all these things without the help and the support of all you guys coming back every week and telling people about us. We really appreciate it. Let's keep the good vibes rolling.
Yeah, otherwise this podcast goes back to episode one quality.
Oh my god.
Podcast.
The bare
minimum episode one. The bare minimum episode one is the biggest piece of disappointment.
Just gonna let you roll with it
since
let
my
you
son.
Go
since my son
guys, how the hell are we doing? All good? All good things?
It's been
all good things.
It's been a roller coaster for me.
Yeah?
We'll get into it. The White Sox, up, down, up, down.
Sideways?
It's been,
I saw a mosquito this week. That was wild.
Oh. I also saw snow on my grass this morning.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Talking about roller coasters.
Chicago always keeping you on your toes.
Deception spring.
Thanks. Whether it's your baseball team or the weather.
Thanks, Northern Illinois.
Yeah. First spring is over.
Did you guys watch any UFC over the weekend?
I did not, but I heard the news.
Shout out our boy Curtis, friend of the podcast.
Let's go.
Curtis with a second round knockout.
Somehow, some way, we got to get this guy in a bare minimum t-shirt for a post-conference.
That'd be awesome.
He probably has sponsorship obligations, but maybe one day.
We could just text him if Garrett will give Garrett, you text him, please.
That's awesome. So he's, I think he's like back to fourth now, and heavyweight rankings, Tuivasa in front of him. We'll see. He might be fighting for a title here really soon. Do you guys excited that NCAA basketball is back?
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Well,
but today. I can't do this.
Well, it's podcast time.
Yeah. No, I'm stoked.
Unless they listen to it 2 days from now, then it was yesterday.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Do it.
Sure.
Why do they play both games on Saturday and not Friday and Saturday? Because are they just trying to make it even so you have the same amount of days rest going into the championship? Is that...
Yeah,
that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah,
and I guess that's like a big deal.
You got big college's number.
I know a guy.
A guy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Call him.
Guys, where are we gonna do? Oh my God! Whoa. What are we doing? We doing a sportsman?
I would like to give a little PSA.
Yeah, come on, man.
I got a little PSA. This is coming from producer Jake, IT Jake. It's about cybersecurity, guys. If you're writing your passwords down just on pieces of paper, maybe on your computer.
This is the group chat earlier this week.
So,
oh yeah.
At my job, a lady came in
to
get her laptop repaired. She brings it in. There is permanent marker writing on the lid of the laptop.
This is a coworker of yours, just to be clear.
Yes. And I'm just like, "What is this?" And she's like, "Oh, those are all my passwords." It's like, "All of them? All of them. All like 15 passwords." She's like, I've got a lot of programs." I'm like, "This is not like you took
this isn't kosher.
You took the training. I know you did.
You signed something.
I know you did. You're right here. You took the training. Knock that shit off. Just it's like $3 for a password keeper.
What about the like does this go for Wi-Fi passwords on the fridge?
No, Wi-Fi passwords are okay. Unless someone's breaking into your house, that's probably okay.
Okay.
Somebody broke into my house.
You have bigger issues.
My Wi-Fi.
Like, yeah.
they didn't steal anything. Yeah, they didn't steal anything. Problems. They just connected to your Wi-Fi and left.
And left their mixtape.
There's an old Dane Cook bit.
And it wasn't
about
bad.
That.
That's exactly
the batteries. About breaking it
they
in.
Left something.
It's like they.
What did they
somebody
take?
Broke in. What'd they take? Nothing. But they left this lava lamp.
That's what it is. It's a lava lamp.
And then he's like, "What?" He's like, a month later, it turns out he took the batteries and out of the remotes.
And they, yeah,
and it ends up like breaking up his marriage. Anyway.
I would like to propose that I need a shot of Malort, boys.
Okay.
Why are you?
Why?
Why?
So, you guys know I work in the construction industry. You know, I sell in the construction industry,
sure.
Let's say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sure.
Weather's starting to get nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That means people are calling. Mm-hmm. Shit's getting busy.
Means money, though.
It means great things, but holy crap, do I miss the winter. It's back.
You have the best winters.
It's back. It's back. So here
well,
we go.
Spring and summer always just punch you in the face because you go from working 4 days a week to like wham.
Yeah, it's basically
here's
like,
six.
It's Monday.
It's a long sixes.
Yeah. It's Monday to Saturday, and that's because I tell people no on Sunday.
You're right. Right.
It's basically it. So shout out to everybody. I know that season changes, and now we get different industries get busy. I feel for you.
Also so, get that money.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll take a shot of this Malort.
Enjoy
go get them, Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Your wormwood liqueur.
This is for Sean.
Oh. For Sean.
Oh. For Sean.
For Sean.
Where is Sean right now?
Sean is in New Orleans right now, actually. We're going to we'll talk
check
more
in
about
with him
a little later.
Is that on our dime? Is he there for the final four?
He thinks so.
God damn. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's not good, buddy.
And people, you think we're joking, Sean.
Man, Sean makes me
Sean nice. Really is in New Orleans.
Such a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He actually is down there.
He actually is down there.
Oh, that's horrible, guys.
Sean being in New Orleans or that shot?
That's
yeah,
right.
Bush Latte. You guys tell me what...
The old DeBare Minimum sidecar...
That's right. It's a Malort and a Bush Light.
It's a Malort.
That's on our chalkboard at Fuck Upskies. It's on the board.
We're going to get a sign for Fuck Upskies now.
Oh, guys. Speaking of how things have been going, we got to talk about it. You guys see the Will Smith, Chris Let's, Rock.
Okay. Just
I'm just hard transition.
Let's do it. I'm real sorry,
but guys. That shit was crazy.
Absolutely wild.
All over news. Where do you guys stand? Like, are
the
you...
slap heard around the world.
It's a damn shame.
I'm with Jim Carrey.
What did Jim Carrey say?
I think Jim Carrey said something to the effect of, wait, so the man walked up, slapped another man, dropped 2 F-bombs on live TV, and we just went on with the show like he didn't. Just kind of wild.
Yeah. I mean, they did kind of just like...
They handed him Best Actor.
I wasn't watching. So the only thing I've seen is that clip and then stories post. Like I haven't...
Yeah, same.
I didn't watch the Grammys.
I wasn't tuned in.
Grammys, no, that was Oscars. I didn't watch the Oscars, but... So I don't know what happened after, but yeah. The whole... From the moment I heard Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, I'm just like, what the hell?
I didn't really understand that.
Me neither.
That, yeah. I didn't understand those words together in that sentence.
How did we get to this? Like, what happened?
Like, in life he did it? No, like, I mean...
Slapped his career.
The whole thing's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And actually, I'm kind of thankful that this is the only time I've had a conversation with people
same.
About this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, same. No one at work talked about it, thankfully. Which was great. But yeah, the whole thing's just... absolutely ridiculous.
Was it staged?
No.
I don't think so either.
No shot.
I don't care.
I love that, of course, because it's 2022. This was bound to happen. There now is a clip resurfacing of Will Smith making fun of someone who at the time was in Arsenio Hall's band when Will Smith was a young man visiting Arsenio Hall's show, his talk show. He made fun of a guy with alopecia. Like, yeah. The basis for this entire incident, having Chris Rock made fun of Jada Pinkett Smith because she has alopecia, he made a G.I. Jane joke.
Just
the irony of, oh,
how does someone
like you
even
did.
Go about finding that?
Someone went, wait.
I remember
didn't
a time.
You, that one like, time, didn't you make that
yeah.
joke? This is
crazy. I'm going to find this tonight.
I just happened to watch this the other day.
Or
went down in the public
it was
library.
That guy. that guy's been sitting
like,
on it for like 20 years.
He's like, one my pitch. Ass.
Remember me, motherfucker?
It's like the guy that bought all the domain names for the Cleveland Indian or the...
Big Guardian.
Held him hostage.
Basically, it's like, I'm going to hold these videos, and if you ever change your name, if you ever do this, I got you. If you ever make fun of anybody with alopecia, you're dead, Will.
He just took out like a plus 10,000 bet on something. Yeah,
exactly.
He's like,
I don't know.
He's it like, this will hit one
I'll
day.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't on my bingo card.
Not on mine.
No,
not on my
no,
bingo
no.
card.
Didn't one, see that one coming.
So as like four, so, because I'm torn, right? I think it's fucked up. I don't think violence in public is right. You guys know the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like the new generation. Like, that's not how we
handle
shit. You're grown. But there's some weird primitive thing in me that thinks like, I was like, somebody, dude, you can't tell me, Dale, that like
absolutely
somebody insults
not.
Your wife in front of you. Dale, I've seen you fight motherfuckers for other motherfuckers. You fought dudes for dudes. Somebody disrespects your wife in front of you. I don't know. Part of me thinks I would chill, but
so,
part
okay.
of me also wouldn't be surprised if I like woke up from being blackout and there was just like
the situation is different
slapped.
Though. You're at the Oscars. It's
yes.
live on stage. That's different than your dive bar.
You can
and your and your
you
local.
Can handle this later.
Hey, you don't got to talk about it like that. So you're absolutely right. I would do that. Now, again, I think that, like Jake said, it's very important to put context to
circumstance.
This. You're at the fucking Oscars. By the way,
front row.
Ricky Gervais has been hosting it for years. That man has said some awful shit about people. Absolutely hilarious.
No one slept
but
him.
No one said a fucking word.
Okay, so like, because I'm with Marcos. Like, I'm sitting, right? I'm like, I'm torn because I would want to defend.
Also,
my
you're
honey.
Absolutely right. I'd fight. Like,
yeah,
I'd, immediately drop a bat.
So, like, I love comedy, and I think there's not much that's off limits. Just take a joke, right? But then I'm like thinking logically. I'm like, all right, Chris Rock, let's maybe not make a joke about the wife of the most insecure spouse in the country. Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to hit well with him.
Taking a step back, all the blame's on Jada. But
yeah, it comes back to her.
Yeah, I don't like Jada.
Wait. Why is all the blame on Jada?
So, like, if you watch,
because she looked at him?
Like, man, I think there's more context to that as in
the most Jada's insecure spouse. Like,
yeah,
in America.
Jada has a pretty poor reputation.
She created,
I would say,
the most insecure spouse.
So, yeah, there's. Man, there's a lot of backstory there.
Yeah,
there's a ton of backstory there.
Man, but you know what this gave us again, though? It gave us Will Smith crying memes that went away for a little while, and now they're back.
And the new Will Smith slapping meme.
Yeah.
That one's really good. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Chris Rock, obviously. That's sad.
He'll be fine.
Did you guys see the whole list of, like, it had to be... Like, what other comedians could have been slapped? And
yes.
Like,
So I do like the take of all the comedians being like, oh, what? People can just get up on stage and slap people now? Yeah. Like,
the fuck
this is bad
this?
For all of us. What are we going to do? This is a war on comics.
So what did you guys think of the fashion?
The fashion?
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the Oscars.
Mm-mm, okay.
The men wore suit. I did see Timothée Chalamet. Did you guys see his
that
suit?
That handsome son of a bitch.
He wore a suit jacket with no undershirt.
Oh, the old Ezekiel Elliott.
That makes my skin crawl.
Oh, man, it's tough to pull that one off.
Not, it's a lot easier to fucking look like that.
Not in my repertoire.
When you're rich, you could just look dumb. When you're rich, you can
dude,
just look
I
like
thought
that
of that before.
You call it fashion.
The wildest things.
Russell
like
Westbrook's
the Russell
outfits,
Westbrook's, the James Harden. Like,
the Kyle Kuzma. Like,
the sweater.
Oh, the sweater. It's a great example.
The Dr. Seuss sweater that he wore in that building.
If I wear that out and somebody sees me in it, they're taking the next elevator. Like, it's basically
like,
what it is.
He is not okay.
I don't know about that guy, but all of a sudden these guys show up on a fucking red carpet. You
fashion.
Put 100 cameras in front of them, and
it's
fashion.
High fashion.
It's art.
Art.
It's art. It's oh, art. I like it. Picasso.
So, Will Smith, anything else?
I think that covers
I
it.
I just was curious about
it's
your guys'
pretty
opinion
wild.
On it.
Hilarious that, like,
oh.
Like, if you go back a week in time, and you tell yourself, guys,
in a week.
So, like, Will Smith is about to smack the shit out of Chris Rock for, like, a throwaway, if this didn't happen, no one in the world would remember this joke.
There's two things I wanted to add. One, I love when, like, something worldwide pops off, and the only thing, and Twitter just goes back to what Twitter used to be. Just everybody at
the
once
hottest of takes immediately
making all the jokes.
It's incredible.
It's just a shotgun of any joke you can think of going off all at once. It's
you're
incredible.
Just, you're just like quietly like,
and to follow
as
that,
yeah.
One of the tweets I saw was the Oscar or the Grammys are this week,
right?
If the Grammys want to follow that up, they need Kanye West sitting front row with the Pete Davidson hosting.
Just be incredible.
I would watch the entire thing.
I would watch the entire thing. It would be the highest rated Grammys of all time.
Metal detectors at the front door.
Guys, that's going to be a wrap on Vibe Check. Let's get into some sports minutes.
Sports.
Right? Unless anybody else is taking a shot of Malort.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's coming up.
Yes, sir. Mm. Sports Minutes, guys, getting into some of our favorite teams around the city of Chicago. All right, we're going to start off the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake, what's going on?
Not much. Still bottom tier in the shitter. I got two things, though. Jonathan Toews just had his 1,000th game in his career.
Nice.
All with the Blackhawks.
Shout out, Taser.
That's the captain. Love that guy. Second, I hope... If you're gambling responsibly, you've heeded my call and have been taking the Blackhawk over. 14 out of the last 17 games. They only score more. There's the three games, there was four goals. The other 14, there has been seven or plus goals. It's incredible. It's so hot.
You making some good money?
Over on the Blackhawks.
1-800 gambling?
Don't stop. It only goes better from here.
I like it.
That let us down last night, though.
The over?
No, the
puck line.
The puck line was
yeah,
over.
Yeah,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
bet
no,
the puck
saying
line.
Just take the over on
this oh,
game.
Oh, the over.
I'm
on
saying
all
the over, the total.
Oh,
the
I get
total
what you're saying. Okay, okay.
Take
okay.
the over.
Oh, I'm taking puck line the whole time.
No. So just roll it.
Puck
okay.
line
we'll see.
Is
Mad Men.
Is a roller coaster because if you want fun gambling, take puck line because hockey does this crazy thing where in the last 2 minutes, they just get rid of the guy protecting the net. No more goalie. So if your team is up one and you have them at 1.5 and the other team pulls the goal, you're like, holy shit, here we go. Or vice versa. You're like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to have a heart attack. It's the hottest 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah, that paid out a couple times for me. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, now it's fizzled out. 1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly.
Seek help.
Dollar Dale.
What's going on?
Talk to me about the Chicago Cubs. What's going on in Wrigleyville?
I didn't want to, but I think I'm pretty. I have to take a shot of Malort on behalf of the Cubs.
Ooh.
Oh, a preemptive shot of Malort.
Yeah, it's 100% a preemptive shot of Malort. My fellow Cubs fans, buckle up. It's gonna get bumpy. Gonna
baseball preview next week.
Baseball preview to come next week. I'm not gonna get too far into it. Seiya is like 1-for-12. His one hits that cool dinger that we all saw, but 1-for-12 is not a great start. Granted, first time seeing major league pitching versus that MPB stuff. Notably, major league pitching has hotter fastballs, so stuff like that. Anyway, yeah, the team's just bad, guys, so we'll have to see how it goes. Yeah, that's about it for the Cubs. On behalf of them, I will be taking a preemptive shot. More baseball to come next week our season opener preview.
Do you guys see?
I'll split it with you.
You guys see Marcus Stroman's already talking about playing on the Giants?
No way. Marcus Stroman, the guy who's like your hottest recruiter in the.
Yes.
That guy who can't.
Wait, what are you talking about?
So, yeah, it's terrible.
This is bad.
Stroman interviewed with Nightingale, and they were talking about somehow the San Francisco Giants got brought up, but he was talking about how great of an organization it is. He says he could totally see himself ending up there one day. It'd be great to be a part of that team.
It's because you didn't get Carrera.
Like,
Correa.
My guy, you just signed here. You don't even know if your fob works yet.
This is fun.
That is a crazy transition to go from what he was doing before to now saying that, because just 2 weeks ago he was trying to like recruit for the Cubs, talking about how much he loves the guys.
He's from New York, so it's not like he's like a Bay guy going home.
Trade Marcus Stroman.
Honestly, so this to me felt like one of those things where you're holding him for later trade assets.
Yeah,
kind of like the Cubs did with Garza when they were doing the entire rebuild. Stroman for his contract. He's not taking a ton of money. And you're really hoping to get rid of anything you have left in 2 years to do a real rebuild. So anyway, Cubs, not a whole lot going on. Fuck. It's going to be bad. Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck, bud.
Producer Jake, talk to us about what's going on the South Side.
South Side has some hot news. Rick Hahn active today.
Rick Haunt.
Rick Hahn.
The Hahn father?
The Hahn guy.
Haunt.
Rick Hahn this morning traded on April Fool's, didn't know if it was real for a good 20 minutes.
Is anything?
That's fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is
you
anything?
Gotta temper that for a little
what's
bit.
What's that?
Is anything real?
It's a good question.
We'll get back to that.
Are we in the Matrix?
Nope.
Traded Craig
Kimbrel.
Can you
Kimbrel wake up dead?
For
do you fuck with the war?
Traded Craig Kimbrel for AJ Pollock.
We're snake
straight up.
Tail.
No money held. $16 million for $10
million. You got your right fielder.
Got our right fielder.
There you
go. Let me open with. We're obviously taking the L on Madrigal trade. That was a hard L.
Wow, see, that's big of you to say. You said that earlier, but I'd like to remind you that both the people that we received in that trade spent the entirety of last season on the DL.
Correct.
And
true.
And like one of them just had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So
that's
like,
a big deal.
Mm-hmm. I think you're just saying these things to make him feel good. Like the Cubs were outright.
Well, no. So
deal.
At the end of the day, it's almost as if you traded Hoyer and Madrigal for your right fielder right now. Your right fielder who had a decent year last year.
Yes.
Granted, on the Dodgers, playing for good teams helps. But still, you have your right fielder
well,
now.
And he's going to be in a similar situation on the Sox. He's batting
bless you.
He's batting bottom
thank
three.
You. Exactly.
Our bottom three hitter / 297, 356, 537 last year. That's
where is that?
Where is that?
Hey, hey, hey! There's a safe
if
space.
It's my house. I'll treat him how I want.
if he runs that back with similar numbers, it's gonna be great. And 21 home runs.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, he had a great year last year. You got your right fielder for those.
He's not
two.
A lefty, but that's okay.
Not
when
a
you
lot of people are
when you hit 301 against the right handers.
Right.
No left.
No, right-handers, right-handers.
Correcto.
But his splits are great. His splits are great. I love it. Postseason experience, former champion, gold glove winner, can play all three outfield positions. It's excellent. It gives a lot of flexibility. I can't wait.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Look at you,
but don't
numbers.
You sit in left
It's
field?
Literally going to be like
yeah, I, yeah, so.
Eloy is going to be sitting on the left field foul line.
Right, and this is what we care about.
Lou Bob is going to be left center. Pollock's going to be right. Ish right center, and they're gonna go. You're gonna play with eight players on the field.
Swiss cheese out there somewhere.
No, they'll be fine. Lou Bob's really fucking good, though. I don't think he's gonna be as good of a hitter this year. But
where's that coming from?
Are you insane? Have you seen the spring he's had?
Let's. I'll wait till after.
I don't care. I don't care if it's a preseason. Jets are 4-0.
I'll get into Lou later, but he's starting to go opposite field with the ball a lot. It's crazy.
Yeah, against single-A Atlanta League guys.
What else did I have here? Oh, Andrew Vaughn. So part of this move was also because Andrew Vaughn hurt himself in right field diving for a ball.
Whom?
Andrew Vaughn.
Okay.
Are he and Gavin Cheats going to end up just doing a timeshare in one of those positions? So, and it's going to be those two.
Well, so it gives a lot of again, we're going to get into this deep next week, but it gives a lot of flexibility because Andrew can play an outfield position or first base or DH.
Gavin's more first base DH.
Well, Andrew's a first baseman by trade.
No, but I mean, like, I don't think Gavin plays.
Gavin
the
won't play.
As much.
Gavin might play some right field, but you can just That's do a big yeah. rotation between Platooning Eloy Abreu point, yeah. and those two for DH, left field, and mm-hmm. first base. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just gonna be this crazy rotation.
Yeah, us too.
So he had like a hip pointer injury.
We
He'll
got Frank
back.
The Tank.
He'll be fine.
Schwindy City.
Geo signed, avoid arbitration, $7.45 million.
Ian Happ signed to avoid arbitration.
Yeah, no, look at us go.
Solve that problem.
We spend money.
Yeah, dude.
We didn't sign
We buy
Wilson.
Soccer teams.
We let him go to arbitration.
And here is where I take my shot at more lark.
Okay. Oh, okay. Here
whatever
we go.
Wait, all four boys are doing shots this week?
What for,
Let's
Jake?
Go.
Ugh, we're going to tie one on today.
Shout out. Who gave us this bottle?
Armpit.
Oh, no. Jardy.
Chris is Gergi.
Shout out, Jardy.
So this morning, like I said, this was a roller coaster day. A lot happened. Pollock, Kimbrel trade, followed by Geo signing, and then a fast and steep crash. Finding out that Garrett Crochet has a torn UCL and
getting
Tommy John. Yeah. That happened today. So
oh,
give me one second.
Pour a little out for your homie into
pour
your mouth.
Pour a little in.
Yeah,
pour
that's
a little
right.
in.
Blech, it's gross.
That is nasty.
I love it. Anyways,
see, I feel
no,
like.
No, you don't. That's
so if you have that mustache, does it like just improve taste plus five?
It's on a the filter.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's a filter. A flavor saver.
So Man, that sucks because really the high kicking skinny boy is going to be out for the entire year. He's going to have to rehab, be back next year. It sucks because he was supposed to be like the Kopech role, long relief, getting some starts on doubleheaders this year, and
you
then
thought.
Hopefully being a starter next year.
You thought
Lance
you
Lynn
thought.
Said that he looked like the best pitcher in camp. Like, you know, of the prospects.
I love when that kind of headline comes out.
Yeah. So it sucks because I was really looking forward to him. Now Rick Hahn has to, which also made the whole Kimbrel trade weird because we just lost up an arm in the bullpen. So when the Kimbrel trade was
announced, signed Kendall Graveman before the break, though.
We still,
that's your guy.
Yes, exactly.
That's a good one.
But we still need another lefty pitcher. So we'll see what, because I think we only have two.
Said
right now
every bullpen in the Major League Baseball.
So
I could use another arm.
A left-handed one.
Looking for another lefty starter, Sean Manea. And then looking for another lefty reliever. We'll see who that is. Questions?
I think we did this last week, so I hesitate to ask again. But again, who's your starting five?
We have Gio, Lynn, Kopech, Cease, and then
okay, that makes sense. Keuchel.
Kimbrel, is the five. Or sorry, Keuchel and Reynaldo Lopez.
Kegels.
So, okay, so you just don't want Keuchel to start for you.
Correct.
Five,
he pitched
so
today and gave up 7 runs in 3 innings.
Oh, he's so good.
And he's getting paid a little bit. A little bit.
Not a crazy amount.
Sure.
Who's on first?
What's guys, on second?
Guys, it's going to be a wrap on...
I don't know who's on third.
The Chicago White Sox. Guys, moving on to the beloved. I miss football so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lull.
Off-season sucks.
Yeah.
It, like... I'm just clinging to news stories.
It's fun, like, in that aspect. I think there's a lot going on. Like, there's a lot of movement and chat.
Yeah. And it,
like, I will disagree with you.
What's that?
News stories scare me at this point in time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want something that... I don't want Justin to get hurt.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I don't want anyone on any of my favorite teams to be caught up in anything. So, like...
Pulled over, arrested.
You're right. It's at this point, the NFL's on a bad
until
streak.
Until the draft, no news is good news.
Pay for a ride. Just pay for a ride.
We did...
y'all millionaires.
Pay for a ride.
We did get a little news today, and over the last couple days, we've kind of heard rumblings about it, but it's sounding like superstar middle linebacker Roquan Smith,
our guy.
Is considering holding out because he's in line for a contract extension. And honestly, guys, a totally warranted contract extension. I mentioned it to you guys earlier. I think Roquan Smith is going to end up, if he signs with the Bears, he's looking to get top of the NFL middle linebacker money, and he's trying to get paid before they switch to a 4-3.
Smart.
He could still work fine in a 4-3, absolutely.
I
think it worked
pretty
well.
But you know how big business works. Mm-hmm. They will try and negotiate and say, well, hey, we don't know what you are in this system versus this system. If anything changes and it's different for him, that costs him money.
It's true.
Right.
He's trying to get paid before that shit even happens.
Yeah, he deserves it.
And he deserves,
it.
Was he top three in solo this year?
I believe so. Yeah.
Well, I don't recall.
He deserves it.
What did Alabama run?
They're a 4-3.
Alabama ran a 4-3.
Alabama, you mean Georgia?
Sorry, Georgia, red. They're both red.
Yeah, they're four down linemen. Georgia. I think they're just like...
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, so yeah, I wonder if they ran a 4-3 at all.
Yeah.
It looked traditional. I'm just trying to do flashbacks.
I mean, that's one of those things where, like, I need Ryan Poles to... And I'm not even saying, like, I'm upset or anything about it. I'm a little weary. I'm a little, like, questioning, and I'll bring this up in a second. But, like, these are guys that I think it's a no-brainer. Pay Roquan.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yes.
Somebody wasted time typing up a news headline saying the Bears still haven't paid Roquan. Like, that shouldn't even be a point.
So
it should be Poles' number one priority at this point. Sign Roquan Smith.
Because
and
the
protect Justin Fields.
Because the other number one priority is protect and build around Justin Fields. And moving on from Roquan, I could make an argument, guys, that, like, I'm not too sure Ryan Poles has done a good job this offseason. Whether he swung and missed or it just...
It's way too early for that.
I mean, to this point, I'm just saying.
I think he's done a good job in the sense that he's done what we asked for. He's tearing it down. He's getting rid of all of Pace's mistakes, trying to get some draft picks, and that's really it. Now he's got to sign Roquan. He's got to go to the draft and try to succeed there. So,
no, I agree with you. I think that he is tearing it down, and I think we knew that this year, similar to my Cubs brethren and sisterin, whatever that word is.
Sistern.
Like, it's going to be a tough year. Like, you're eating a lot of dead cap this year, like Jake is saying, so that you can get some of those picks back in return, building up for next year where we're going to have a ton of fucking money. Now, this is the plight of being a fan of a major sports franchise. Sometimes you got to buckle up because it's going to be a bad fucking year. And this might be one of those so that we can have a good year next year. Now, to Sam's point as well, we still got to figure out how to protect Justin because he's going to get eaten up.
Well, and you can still...
Line didn't get better. It got worse.
Well, and exactly. That lineman we tried to sign from the Bills, the Bills matched.
And that's a
Because he was an RFA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and sorry, the other thing, to your point, which you were speaking about, Marcos, re-signing Roquan... He's only 24 years old. 24. He's going to turn 25 here, actually.
And about to play his fifth year.
Like, give him the bag. You're hoping that in that contract, you're going to find your way back into competition. If not, what are we doing?
Plus, you have
here?
The money now. You could front load it.
Absolutely. You could absolutely
load the shit out of that.
Give them $50 million right now.
You're not going to pay anybody else right now.
Give them a $40 million signing bonus right now.
Load it up.
And he's your staple.
You swung and missed on that defensive line.
That's what the Rams have done, like you said. Like, yes, that's what you got to do.
The Rams money.
Like, they signed Bobby Wagg. How are they paying all these fucking people?
I looked up their sport track. They're
incredible.
Money geniuses. They've done so well with their money. It's great.
I'm bracing for a rough season, you know, kind of like you guys are talking about. We should all, this is it. But in order to build, and we said it, we want tear down all the way down to the bones. Sounds like we're going to get it. We just got to be patient. I just want to see I want to see things that make me excited throughout the way. Not necessarily wins. That's not what it means. But additions. Like, I'm excited to see the draft. I want to see who we add. You got 2 second-round picks. No first-round picks, so I get it. But, like, you want to see additions on this thing grow as we go.
That's very fair. You need those 2 second-round picks. If they do not become first-round picks, these are people that you are hoping are providing depth to you when you get into your championship window, by all means. But if you're a GM, you know your first year, no matter what, carte blanche, no one's going to hold it against you. Why not tear it down to the absolute studs so that next year you have draft capital again, because you don't have a full draft class this year. And you have one of, if not the largest pool of money to go after free agents with.
Now, let me float this out there. Not saying that this is what I want, but let me float this out there. What if we just traded Roquan then?
So
last year of his contract.
That makes sense. It does.
You
it
could
does make
trade
sense.
Him now at what is perceived his this is as high as his value's ever been. Like, you have a track record of experience. You could trade him now.
But okay, I guess because it's this whole
this is Chicago.
What are you going to get from? Okay, so you're going to get what, 2 first-round picks you think that somebody would give you? And
you,
with those
you're
two,
hoping,
yeah, and
to
with
be honest.
At least those 2 first-round picks, you're going to take a middle linebacker with one of them, and then you hope that in 2 years he becomes Roquan Smith. Why, again, back to this, why would I not just have Roquan Smith?
Take the proven quantity.
You know what you have. Do you really think, like, if you're questioning, and maybe that's the polls and Eberflus regime right now kind of saying, whoa, like, we got to evaluate, and do they really doubt that he's going to be that good in their system? What the fuck are we talking about?
Well, I don't even know if they, it's whether they think he's good in their system, but what if they just wanted to say, start from scratch, load all the picks, we'll be bad, and we'll run from there.
I think you just need guys to at least have around.
I also don't necessarily agree with it. I just kind of want to see what you guys were thinking. I would like to keep him as your veteran presence. If you tear down everything around him in Fields, and then once the team starts coming up and you have all the younger guys coming up, if they're the veterans of this franchise and the face, I think that's perfect.
As we are looking towards this 4-3 defense, excuse me, you need an absolute athlete in today's NFL to play in that middle, which he is. He's one of the fastest.
Oh, sideline to sideline. He'll tackle anyone.
And you need someone that's strong enough to have, like, get in and play those run plays. You're hoping that the defensive line that you're about to build can take a lot of that responsibility. But also, he's one of, if not the most athletic linebackers out there, to be honest. Like, he's that good, everybody. Why not pay him? Because that's the core of your defense. That's your captain for the next 5 years. That's your next Brian Urlacher.
We're talking about this guy, and he's 24.
Yep.
He's already proven it is the thing.
You already
he's
know what
he's one of the
got.
Best coverage middle linebackers in the league right now if he changes to middle linebacker in a 4-3.
You throw him on a 5-year deal, and he hits his next contract at age 30.
That was going to be my question. How long do you resign him for?
5 years.
Why not six?
Why not six?
I agree with that 100%.
I don't think
why
he does
six.
Six.
I think that'll be the issue.
What, you don't think he does six?
No, he'll want to get paid again.
Mm. Yeah,
agreed.
You want to hit it because at that point
the money changes.
Remember again,
value at that point.
That football.
No, if you're that good, you can get another contract.
Mm-hmm. Remember also that at that point, like, football contracts are different than other sports. Football contracts, once you're out of your guaranteed money, you get cut. So a guy signing a 6-year, that's like when Deion Lewis used to sign all these, like, long-term extensions. It's just a name that came to my mind. Like, you know, people like that. Brandon Cooks. How many times did Brandon Cooks get extended? long-term five-year deals, everybody knows they're not going to reach year five. Roquan wouldn't reach year six of that deal.
Yeah, you're right. That's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
5 years.
I feel like the big time names get a little closer to fulfilling those deals, but you're absolutely.
It's like Von Miller.
Right.
Another name. So yeah. I
checked it out too. He did spend most of his time playing in a three down front.
Nice.
A 3-4.
Nice.
But yeah, so not a but four, then three, like we were saying, front load the shit out of it.
Interesting.
Pay him now. Pay everything now.
Yeah.
I'm 100% for that. You have so much money next year. Front load everything.
I think he can play the middle well anyway. So
yeah.
If Justin plays well this year, I can re-sign him, front load everything. He's going to ask for it if he plays well.
So go full Rams.
Yeah. Why not?
One last thing, we'll move on. It makes my heart real, real happy to see all these fucking videos and TikToks of Justin Fields and Darnell Mooney working out together in the offseason, doing all this. I hope it translates to on-field success. But if anything, it just satiates the Bears' thirst right now. So
future catch leader and yardage leader for the Bears.
Yeah.
Guys, Darnell Mooney.
Unless they sign Devontae Parker.
A preview of a couple episodes from now. We'll have the draft coming up. We're going to have our draft expert and unfortunately diehard Packers fan, Jose on.
Jesus, you didn't tell me that.
We'll be talking to Jose here in the next couple weeks. Be on the lookout. That's going to be a fucking blast. So
it'll be shout out Jose.
That'll be fun, guys. And then moving on to the Chicago Bulls, the fifth place in the Eastern Conference, 45-32.
What a night.
Guys,
what
coming a night. Off an electric night.
What a night.
It's amazing how they'll play bad for a couple games, but you give me a night like last night, and I'm fucking
against
back.
The sub 500 Clippers.
Hey.
When they were losing like the entire game.
When they were down Kawhi. By
11 with 2.5 minutes left.
Paul George looked
no
like.
No Paul George either. Or no, he, not, played. He was in, but.
Guy
he
with
was
two on a first minute. Names.
He was, yeah, and, yeah. He was on a restriction.
Yeah.
Two first names would be.
Guys, like, I love DeMar DeRozan.
I love him, too.
I love him so much. I heard somebody make the argument today, DeMar, and I don't believe.
Is DeMar, this, I like it.
Mm-mm. Is this the most impressive Bulls season for a player that you've seen other than Michael Jordan?
No.
See, I don't think so either.
No. Rose MVP.
No,
Derek
see, but if
MVP.
You look at Derek Rose's Sammy stats, if you look at Derek Rose's
no
numbers.
Today.
Oh, sure. No.
We're
I
going,
didn't even notice you didn't have a computer.
Raw.
So Derek Rose's MVP stats versus what DeMar DeRozan has done this season.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar's numbers are better, and DeMar's fourth quarter scoring is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
Unreal.
Still topping the league.
Well, that goes it's back to the quote he had where he's like, for the first three quarters, I'm learning. And then the fourth quarter, I apply everything that I've learned.
That's so dope.
He scored 50 last night. He had a chance to.
Well, it should have been 41. 50, and then.
Yeah, for 41.
It should have been 41, and the game ended.
And he missed. So he missed that free throw right before the end of the
50
game.
50 sounds better.
Hey, and then he went on in the fourth quarter. He went on in overtime to score 10.
10. So, 10 and, yeah, that's pretty solid.
He's deadly. He's
I
deadly.
Wonder why I'm favoring Derrick Rose in my head, because I know what DeMar's
well, what
doing
was
right
that?
Now is electric.
Oh, that's not your head.
09?
That's your heart.
09? Well, so that goes back to, like, that was also, like, again, it was only 10 years ago, or I guess 13 years ago.
It was 2010, maybe. I don't know. Either way, it was one of those.
But that was a different NBA still.
Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, that was a that 60. Matters. Guys, and also I think it's important to say that, like, Derrick Rose was the MVP on a 62-win Bulls team. Like, that was – there's a lot of different feels.
That's true. They were winning a lot of games, which changes the voting. And
God, we should have got past LeBron.
I just look at – the thing I see in my head over and over that makes me think that that's, like, that MVP season is better than this DeMar performance is that, like, all I see is these two-handed dunks – from Derrick Rose, and they're just life-altering. Mm-hmm. I love them. I could watch them. I could watch an hour of them on YouTube and not get tired of it. It's insane. The guy.
Yeah. Guys, we have five
ferocious.
Games left.
But speaking of dunks, did you see Pat's last night?
Oh, my God.
Rock hard.
So,
is Pat
harder than Chinese
do you, we thought we see, were. I think Pat, I'm very excited that the Bulls didn't trade Pat Will.
Yes.
You know who they could have traded was Kobe White.
Kobe White. I've been saying this.
Kobe White. What are you here for?
He's a glue guy. He's a glue guy.
One in seven from 3.
I remember this conversation.
Glue guy.
I know you were like, Kobe White's playing last time. You can't get rid of Kobe White.
Well, you're at a point in time where you only have two guards.
The fucking and bench Kobe was scoring. Doesn't score yes. for shit.
Kobe yeah. was scoring lights out, and you only had two guards.
The bench has been like the G League. But that wasn't the Kobe White we've seen. That was like a hot streak.
Doesn't matter. You're at a point in time where you only have two guards.
Like, is there any other shooter?
You'd have lost what games you did win, and you wouldn't be fifth in the East right now.
I still...
We don't have any...
Hey, I think you should have traded Pat Will.
We don't have a true spot.
Yeah, I was just on board with trading Kobe. That was the only thing I was on board with.
Yeah, not Pat Will.
Like, that's what I had... I thought I had said if we're going to trade anyone, I'd be okay with it being Kobe.
I feel like you got... We'll have to go to the tape, but I feel like you guys were willing to give up Pat Will if we were getting the right player back.
Marco said he was. Jake said he was. Okay, not.
I was totally willing to.
I said I was not.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited that we saw the arrival of Patrick.
We're having
Patrick
a call.
Williams.
It was a sick dunk. He was clutch from the three.
He hit
some clutch threes last night.
I would put every grain of salt of hesitation on any sort of statement pertaining to a rival until the man is like starting and putting up numbers.
But I mean, I'm just saying, because you've seen the last couple games where he was not aggressive. He wasn't taking it to the hoop. He was getting, dude, he was not playing good defense. He was rusty. He looked like a young NBA player
or
who was getting his legs back under him.
Saquon Barkley, a little bit gun shy on the knee.
Totally.
Sort of stuff.
You got it. You're easing back into his it. Foot, last whatever. Night, or, last night was one of the first nights that I think you really saw Patrick Williams was aggressive, and he knew that he could be
confident.
An athlete. Dude.
Confident.
Or, and I'm not saying this is the case.
Sure.
But
you are.
It's, I got lucky and called Andy Dalton on the last good game that he's going to have. And like, yeah, Pat Will had a great game. But like you said, you have not been seeing that since he's returned from
You need
injury.
A bigger body of work now.
Sure.
He does it again?
Right. That's my greatest
you're excited.
Salt.
Sure. This goes back to you being excited.
I guess the arrival is probably
right.
the wrong.
That was my thing. Like, arrival.
It's his first big arrival. No, I stand by it. Arrival.
Okay.
Guys, I'm glad you're excited. I'm happy that you're happy.
Put a stamp on it.
Guys, we have five games left.
Notary public.
All right. Five games left. You have a three-game lead on the
Cavs.
Someone hand me a beer.
Sorry. You have a three-game lead on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Lights.
You got a two-game lead on the Raptors. You're in fifth place right now. You just need – you don't need to win out. I'm not being unrealistic. I'm being realistic and knowing that, hey, you need to just not lose out. Stay ahead of Cleveland. Stay the hell out of the playing games. And wait to see who we play. We want no part of that tournament.
So sorry, what seed do you think we take?
I think we're probably the fifth seed. I think we hold off and we end up being the fifth seed. Because you play tonight, or no, tomorrow if you're listening. Okay, so on
tonight,
Saturday.
Tonight if you're listening.
On Saturday, we play the Heat.
This is so difficult.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like in the
future.
Can
you wake up dead?
Can you wake up dead? So on Saturday, we play the Heat. On Tuesday, you play the Bucks. Celtics on Wednesday, April 6th. Then you've got my computer just froze up, guys. You got the Hornets on Friday, and you got somebody else, the Timberwolves on Sunday.
Sure. The reason that I ask is this is exactly where we thought we'd be.
Right about.
Like a month ago, we said we're going to end up being a 5 or 6 seed.
Deal.
Because we have DeMar playing at an MVP level, like we talked about. You can go back to podcasts, and I've said the exact same fucking thing for about a month now. As we all have, you're playing at a 5 or 6 seed level. Now, as soon as you get past maybe the first round, if you're lucky, if you get past that, reality will set in. You're just not as good as those other teams.
Yeah.
That's it.
Man, three month ago, us.
Man,
we were so cute.
Hot.
We were so... Oh. Remember what we were like?
We were like, we just need to find a four.
Three
and now
months
we're
ago.
Like, we just need point guards to be
time.
Healthy.
So pure, so innocent.
So you got five games left. You just need to beat the teams. Like, you play the Hornets. That's a game that you need to win because the Bucks, the Celtics, the Timberwolves, and the Heat are all difficult games. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah, they are.
That's
I mean, and the Hornets aren't no slouch.
No.
Yay.
I just don't want to be in the play-in tournament, guys.
Did we just lose to the Pelicans, right?
Yeah. Well, and then you start doing the whole season look back where you're like, damn.
Yeah.
This is all going to end up like people say it's a marathon.
Four of the last five are at home.
Yeah. You had a big road trip and you were hoping that the guys got back and like these games weren't going to matter. At one point were talking about how like, man, what if like the last 2 weeks of the season we just kind of coast?
Right.
No. It's every game.
Well, what we also said was given these last 2 weeks of the season, you are going to know exactly what this team is. And as we're looking at it,
we know exactly who
this is. Oh, yeah. Don't. You're a five or six that'll be lucky to win a handful of games.
Yep. If you get out the first round, anything else is bonus points at that point.
You're on bot time.
Yeah. Last thing, and we'll move on. Lonzo Ball still in the recovery at this point, guys. I don't know if I necessarily want Lonzo Prayers Ball. Out.
There's no reason.
There's no. Yeah.
You got him potentially 2 to 3 years.
You just got to move on like he's not there right now. You just got to keep going.
Because you don't want him trying to get his court legs under him in the playoffs. You wanted him to come back for these last couple games. You don't want him to be in playoffs in a meaningful game trying to get back into a rhythm. You can't afford to lose those games.
You can't afford so many things if you're the Bulls.
Yeah, and the bench gets tighter in the playoffs. You know your starter's going to play a lot more minutes.
No Matt Thomas.
You're 6'7", 8".
Yeah, no Matt
Thomas. No Matt Thomas.
So there's a potential for him to get like, you know, a couple minutes here and there.
Sucks.
Alleviate some guys. We'll probably need them, but we'll see.
All right, that's it for Bulls.
Guys, that's a wrap on the Bulls. God, I don't want to be in the play-in tournament, but we'll move on. Do you guys see the World Cup groupings got announced today?
World Cup draw.
World Cup draw is done. I
think we're good.
What?
Whoa. I think we're good.
Whoa. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You think the lads are good?
Oh, I thought you were saying
they're
like,
good. You think the they're fellas? A good team?
I thought you were like, saying,
I think
like,
we're good. We don't got to talk good. About we'll this shit. If anyone wants to talk soccer, fuck them.
I was like, damn, we had a meeting. It's a fuck, bro.
I think we, as USA, are good.
Like, you took notes.
What define good, Dale?
So don't we have two people from every group pass, right?
Yes.
Right?
The top two.
It's
so we just
England,
have to be
us. What do you got?
We don't have to beat England.
Iran.
We have to beat everyone else.
And the winner
so
of...
So you're saying we're good to get through group stage?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
so we can lose
I thought you were
next,
saying, like, USA is good.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought
so
he was saying too.
USA is fine.
Sentences are tricky.
They're not good. They're fine.
Yeah.
Blue Moon
and also
is
like
fine.
Blue Moon is fine.
Shout out Victor.
Shout out Victor.
Like if we were
also,
in a group of death.
Hold on.
No.
Real, if we were in a group of, you don't want to be the third team, which we probably would be. I agree with you. If you're listening to this, if you're home, grab a drink. Finish your beer.
Hey,
take a drink.
Cheers.
Have one.
It's Saturday.
Sláinte.
If you are not home,
Friday.
If you're at
it's
work,
it's Saturday.
Take this.
People listening are Saturday.
Take this as your excuse to drink tonight. Like, go home, open one. This is your excuse. You're given permission. Otherwise, we'll be fine. We're not good. No, but we're fine. And we're missing probably our best player.
Guys, but I think that the United States has the best team that they've been able to put out there for the last,
it's better than all the teams you've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
probably
more so
what,
we're
like,
young.
It's,
that is
it,
nice.
It's better
that
than the
nice.
Team that went to the semis. Was it semis or quarters?
With free
quarters.
Kick specialists.
We never
quarters.
Made it
to the no, we didn't make
quarters,
semis.
Quarters.
Which last time, by the way, we made it to the quarters.
Yeah, because
in the same group as
England,
fuck those bitches.
American
take
free
your tea
kick
and get the fuck out of here.
Back to back.
American free kick specialist
Clint.
Landon Donovan.
No,
Clint Dempsey.
No, doesn't Landon Donovan hit a... So, okay, sorry. We're talking about two different things.
It was a joke.
Clint Dempsey, yes. I was talking about to qualify last time. Landon Donovan hit like a 91st minute goal for us to get the last point that we needed to qualify.
Just
that's
don't,
what I was talking about.
Just don't run into Ghana again.
Yeah,
avoid Ghana so at all costs.
Hey man, in this pool, it's the old you don't have to outrun the bear.
I'm very excited for a lot of things.
Can't be the
very excited for a lot of things. I love the World Cup. I love international sports.
I love drinking at 7 in the morning.
International
in a bar.
Sports
yes.
are the at nation versus nation is the absolute best. I love it for hockey. I love it for soccer.
Big ice.
If we could do it for all of them, basketball, all of it. Love it. I can't wait for the jokes, the memes, the fucking war against England.
Oh, it'll be
that's coming in November.
Cup's coming home.
I can't watch. I can't wait to watch two of the personalities that I love, Chunks and Young Philly. If you know who they are,
I love the Men in Blazers.
They're also great. They're funny. I just can't wait to watch the content.
It's top tier Men in Blazers season.
The times just are better when the World Cup comes back. Everybody all of a sudden is fans again. It's like you're watching shit at bars. That's the best.
Yeah.
Well, watch parties are the best.
There's a huge article.
7 a.m. at a bar.
Yeah, dude. Scrambled eggs and kegs.
A big article went out recently like over the past X amount of years, so much money has been poured into soccer infrastructure, as we would call it here in the States, so that we could have a bigger presence internationally. And so that there are major sporting franchises in all these major cities in the United States, so that the MLS grows. We've actually put that money in there, and now we're starting to see it kind of grow. Dude. Like the USA is finally young and kind of good. Like they're going to be a team for the next 2-3 cups. That's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it takes time.
This cup's going to be a little rough because they're still pretty young, and like I said, missing their best player. Give it another one or two. It's going to be really fucking exciting.
Yeah.
I really hope that it's going to turn into like the Olympics where America just decided, fine, we'll fucking play soccer. And we just fucking dominate. Like, oh yeah, LeBron's playing forward. Fuck y'all. Yeah. Like, good luck.
I mean, I don't think we ever get there though, right?
Like, that was what question I was going to ask. Do athletes get paid
more in soccer too? Like, soccer players make
top paid athletes in the world.
You get to play all over Europe.
Do you think we ever see a World Cup in our lifetime?
No.
Yes.
You think we see
lifetime?
The United States win a World Cup.
Yes. Sorry. I thought you meant something different than
that. Do you mean we go to a World Cup and
do we get a World Cup
like
here?
It was just in
Chicago. No, we don't win. No, we're not going to win that shit.
No, I think we do.
I hope, but no. Nah.
Youth programs. Think of population.
I should say for the men.
Sure.
Because the women are badass.
Oh, yeah. They're bad.
They're so fucked.
Oh, I've
seen them play in person.
I hope
they're
that's
pretty
not
gnarly.
Taken negatively. I really meant that in a very positive light.
I don't think that I don't think we'll ever see a championship like that. If we do,
no, I thought you meant the physical thing.
If we do, the world just then implodes on itself.
No, because if you think about it,
Interstellar where the Yankees are playing in a cornfield.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You've got these countries that have tiny, tiny populations comparably like to ours. That their youth plays soccer, right? They pour money into youth programs. That's the sports they play. And so the same thing happening here in the U.S. over the past 10, 15 years to have that huge influx in youth sports, because that's where it starts for soccer. And with our population, I don't think it's so much larger than all those other countries that we've got a bigger talent pool to pull from. And if the youth programs are going that way, I don't think it's out of the question that we win a World Cup in our lifetime.
That's just tough to get behind given what we've seen from U.S. soccer in the past. But you make decent points.
Basketball.
And
well,
look one at of the things
basketball,
I also keep
the
in mind
youth programs.
Is like the international people that you can draw to your country now and to your program that will declare themselves as United States players from here on forward make a huge difference.
The talent pool is just
a lot
so
of international
big.
People are from not necessarily – like I'll use Switzerland and like Albania as an example. A lot of those people are from the other fucking country, but they've declared for this one before they started playing for the national.
Sure,
gotcha.
Anyway,
yeah.
World Cup.
I do miss the who was the goalie? Do you remember all the memes
for who?
For the USA,
Tim Howard could
save anything.
Yeah.
And it's like him diving to save the Titanic from sinking.
Right.
Oh, what a
that
time.
Was in like meme infancy.
That was early.
That
meme.
Really was
shit posts.
Really raw
so good.
Shit posts.
So good. Just,
oh, I miss old internet.
I miss old internet.
Old internet was just so pure.
It was slower and gross.
Yeah, it was grimy. Guys, I had a question for you guys. I know we're doing a
love question.
So. I'm going to take over. I'm going to hijack Sammy Stats questions of the week this week, okay?
You're not hijacking it. You're my guest questioner.
Oh, let's go.
Question.
Welcome.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
I've asked you guys this before, and if you guys know me, and like if we've ever been hanging out at a bar, you guys have probably gotten me drunk, and you've heard me ask people this question. But I want to bring it up to you, and people listening, guys, really think about this. Like really overthink this to the point that you laugh at yourself at your desk and say, man, what am I doing? So, you're in a gymnasium, right? You're okay. in a gymnasium. All doors right. are locked.
Just so you know, a handful of our friends just started laughing.
Yeah.
By just
they know. Words. They know.
Exactly.
So you're in a gymnasium, right? Doors are locked.
Okay.
Fighting for your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting hordes of, like, we'll call them six-year-olds, right?
First graders.
First graders, absolutely.
You're getting waves of them, call them like 10. 10 at a time. How many waves can you get through? You have to take these children.
Like we're playing zombies?
Why, like you're playing
Wait,
zombies.
Are there more? Is there another one added to each wave? Or
yes.
Is it the same?
And then so you call it 10 at first, and then you get 11.
No,
you
it
get
starts
12.
With one.
Well, we start, yeah, we gotta yeah,
start
yeah. with one.
Start with one. You're right. You're right. You're right.
You just got a donkey punch this first kid. Just fucking put him out.
You Guys. Dent the freaking wall with that
how
kid's
old again?
Head.
How old again?
6 years old. So,
six
like,
years.
At
okay.
6 years old,
you're like.
They're that dude at 6 years
knee,
old.
Knee to hip height.
Yes, 50 pounds of
maybe
fucking,
50 pounds
on no caffeine, no nicotine, no drugs, just energy. Just
I like
pure.
How you qualified nicotine. Like we didn't give them cigarettes. We're just sending these kids out there.
We didn't juice them with anything. These guys are.
This isn't sponsored by Monster.
Yeah, it's just 6 year old pure energy. How many
you got
can you take?
So
just your mitts, just you and your hands. No weapons, no nothing.
Can I use the children
as weapons?
Sure. I was just about to ask.
Deal.
When you start, okay.
But does it evaporate after the end of the round? Because each round is a new. Right?
Well, I think it's
so
a body.
You gotta
so
grab a new weapon
well,
each time.
Yes, that's the thing.
Oh, so you gotta throw one punch per round, otherwise swing a kid.
Yeah,
head to head contact.
So I think there's
like
a, there's
like
a strategy.
Matilda.
I think Jake's got it.
I think
Jake has it.
We've obviously us four have had this conversation before, and we've
it's lasted an hour before.
It's gone. It's this won't last. An hour, but it's
thank God.
I've
episode
thought,
28,
I've,
part two.
I've thought about this.
The B side.
There's a few things you got to think about. One is cardio.
Oh yeah,
that's going to be a big
energy conservation
factor. Second thing is fear.
The fatties go first.
They're 6 year olds, so as the waves get bigger, you have to like when they first come out, strike immediate fear into
the
like,
biggest one.
We'll see.
You
they're
gotta,
not watching.
You got to drop one hard, right? And then
see, I think all these
a
kids,
few
like,
of them might
these
scatter.
Kids know what's going on. They know they
hard.
Have to.
You got
to
drop one.
And then there's the third hard. Factor that you have to raise the question is, are they combat minded where like they just
no
get
they're six
right
are
right.
they combat
they're
ready?
Not they're not they're not make they're not the Roman
did
legion,
they go through
bro.
Buds
yeah they're not making
they're
phalanxes
not like, they're not like Leonidas's
on,
son
like,
in 300
the thing,
like
the if they're
have they killed wolves
if they're smart and they just start
they're smart they're six
do they have backpacks on?
If they start swarming you're in trouble
yeah
but if like you
but see, here's the thing. How many does it take to swarm? Because honestly, if three
there's
6 year olds grow on you or like jump on you, you can grab them and move them. Like,
yes.
You can
I think you underestimate
them.
How heavy.
No,
30
I have
6 year olds.
And I have a niece and nephew at this
30,
age. So
30
like,
of them.
Into, yeah,
so
no,
think
no, no,
this
no.
through.
I would. I'm not.
I think
say
you
it.
Get
awful.
Through.
Never
okay.
Mind.
And again, guys, these are metaphorical children. We love kiddos. Hug your kids.
Not these ones in the
not,
gym.
Yeah, but hey, you know, in a situation like this, what
they're,
would you do?
They're rabid.
So I think you get through waves like one and then two and then three pretty easy. It's until you get like six or seven of them at a time, eight, nine at a time, not because of the amount of people, like Jake said, cardio. You're going to get tired.
Well, do I get a reset or is it just like...
No, I don't think you get
no,
a
reset. No, I don't
no,
get a reset.
You don't get
a,
come
dude,
on, bro. You're fighting
see,
for your life.
You
got to
remember, the game is knock them down and take them out. Like, knock
all
them
I'm
down and take
dude,
them out.
This should have been an episode of Squid Game.
Is like, if you ever...
Hi-ya,
oh, no.
It's a Squid Game song.
If you, at any moment during...
Sam, that was awful.
During this...
Keep going, Sam.
If at any moment during this
case of Bush Lights,
what
gone.
Are we? What are we? What are we calling this gymnasium situation? At any point during this tournament of tournaments,
this Hunger Game.
If you leave your feet
nice.
Close two to minutes, if you're close to double digit waves, and you leave your feet at some point, you're gonna have a problem.
Yeah.
You
go down ever. It's
you
over.
Gotta stay on your
a
feet.
A 6 year old dog
they bite.
Pile,
dude.
They bite.
And
they
it,
bite.
Well, just holding your limbs down. If there's five of them on each leg.
Yeah,
you got a problem.
You're fucked. Just imagine 5-year-olds smashing your body.
Yeah, it's not good.
What if you... Is there any chance of creating weapons from the bones?
No one has answered the question.
Well, we'll get there. But like you said, you could use one. Like if you grabbed one by the leg and started swinging it around.
Oh,
fast,
you immediately grab the smallest one of them.
Donkey Kong
the
spin.
That's going to drain you. You're going to get tired.
No, if you lean backwards and then you've got a little momentum doing most of the spinning, you're going to get dizzy. Yes. No,
that's got to be a chubby kid for me to have that kind of counterweight. Hey. I'm a big guy.
You'd be nice to these people.
Oh, yeah. They're all different sizes, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All different shapes, sizes, and colors.
To Jake's first point, drop the biggest one first. Hard.
Hard. Drop the alpha.
It's like a prison yard. Go after the first biggest guy.
Yeah, it's just real life zombies, except for zombies, it's kids. Let's
and
eat
you're
kids.
Beating
so,
the absolute
let's
shit
eat kids.
Out of
let's
them.
Answer this question. Jake, how many you get through?
Oh, I'm going to take like...
1 factorial, 2 factorial.
Yeah, see, that's hard to do.
I'm thinking... See, I want to say 15, but that might be too low.
15
but
waves?
But 20 might be too high. It's a lot of kids. Imagine you're a teacher in a classroom.
Okay.
And then all of them just decided to
we love our teachers.
Just turn on you.
Oh, that could happen.
See, that's the thing. Children don't realize they could rise against at any moment.
Oh,
win.
Yeah.
And win.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to mistell this story. So I'll look it up and I'll present some research next time to you guys. But I don't know, dude. I think I could.
Are
do
you guys
like,
doing math over there?
They're doing
there?
Factorials yes. over there. I think I'm like 10 waves.
So 10,
if you're
10 waves is 55 kids.
Yeah.
Whoa.
10 waves is 55 kids.
Correct.
Because remember,
that's what I was
it's
doing.
One,
to
then cap. Two, then three.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
So you're out here saying 15. I'm like, bro.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I might last like 7 waves.
Yeah.
I can take 50. Look me in my
Dale,
eyes.
Dale, you could. Dale, your strategy should just be
oh,
run
it's,
through
no,
them
it's hands.
And then run back.
I'm just going to squeeze your little heads. A little boop. There you go.
Dude, I've seen you get tired on the golf course. Okay?
Hot dogs!
They have hot dogs at the turn?
Oh, my God.
You
have
Snickers? You are a large person. That takes
right.
a lot of energy to move.
In reality, it's going to be just... Like
see,
one,
that's the thing. You need to be effective.
It's
you
gonna
have
be
to be efficient.
No.
You gotta be
every
efficient.
Time in the nose,
right in the bridge of the
put
nose,
him down and then stomp.
I can't believe
I got a strategy, guys. There you go. I'm easily 10.
Second, you start doing wrestling moves. That's the end game.
If
you're,
I gotta wrestle a 6-year-old, I got problems.
Yep. Oh, you are fading. If you're to the point where you're putting someone
minimum,
in a full Nelson.
One more round.
Wow, what a strategy.
66.
What, Sam?
You get to the last kid in a round and you put him in a full Nelson, a rear naked or something, and you don't down him.
You
rest.
You rest.
While they're in a full Nelson on
the
last kid.
This is like the last zombie.
You keep a crawler.
You keep a crawler.
You keep a crawler in zombies.
Build up all your shit.
So now,
guys, I just got 20 rounds.
We've just doubled our rounds.
You just get your weapon upgrade.
You see where I'm going with this?
The real issue is going to be if they're... Sorry.
Oh, special I'm guest. Off.
Speaking
special
of.
Special guest, Willie.
Special hey. Guest, Billiam.
The director of marketing.
Our chief marketing
director. Our marketing
chief
director.
Chief marketing director.
So anyway.
He's big mad.
Yeah, he never barked.
Guys, Friday episodes are awesome.
There's no rules. Well, now I'm really on this.
At least 60 kids.
We have a new strategy now. Like. So is this like they've got health? Like, do the kids have health points? Or am I just trying to kill them? Knock them out.
Let's say
kill
they have a health point.
I think yeah.
In
I
this
think they have health
hypothetical
points.
Scenario, they have health points. So
it's like Power Rangers. It's like Power Rangers unconscious. You know.
Yep. So then
just
we would definitely
on a field.
We definitely try to wrangle the last one every time, and I think you've doubled your rounds with that time to rest.
Man, every time
we're getting really
I got,
far into this.
We take this so far every time.
Every single time.
We
every
did
time.
Say it wasn't going to be an hour, but here we are.
Jake,
what?
Go. What?
I was gonna say I got 7 rounds. Dale,
oh, easily 12 to 13 minimum.
Sam,
I'm not in peak shape right now, so I'm thinking right around 7 with you because I'm not the biggest person.
I think I just outrun him, tire him out.
Yeah,
I'm like 15. Mm-hmm. Fight or flight.
done.
You guys hit harder than us.
Yeah,
I'm a big guy.
Well,
so
remember,
I'm,
like you
I'm
just have
stick.
To muff these kids and then to, like
Heisman
American
no.
History X them.
No,
I do American have. A good, I got a good wings.
No,
well, Marcos, this is fight or flight. You're American right. History X. I'm Edward
what gymnasium
you.
Have you been in with where there's curbs?
Curbs, concrete curbs.
I've been in a lot
school
of
school of hard knocks.
A lot of gymnasiums with pull out bleachers.
That's true.
The bleachers pull out, but
we lost so.
But I don't. Heyo.
We lost so many people in this segment. Like, there's people that got halfway through this and are like, yeah.
Yeah, my mom's going to be pissed.
I'm putting Joe Rogan back
it's
up.
Better to be pissed off than pissed on.
All right, let's move on. But let us know how many. Let us know
let
how
us
many
know.
You think.
Yeah,
you
we need
take.
Some teachers.
How many children
any
you
elementary
take?
School teachers out there that can chime in on this? Let us know.
Guys, moving on. Let's get into our NCAA men's tournament, the bracket challenge. Guys. Bracket groups
that's
going on.
That's
we're
going
final
great.
Four right now. Friend of the podcast, friend of the show, frequent guest. Shout out Travis. Shout out TJ.
Don't shout him out.
Oh, come on. TJ's got the number one bracket in our group right now. And if Duke wins, that man wins some money.
Unless they don't.
Right. I love that guy.
Second place.
Then he won't.
Moneyline Mike. But he doesn't have max points. Who's kind of max point second place? Oh, we got K Spooner.
Well, so I think at this point we got to talk about who's alive. Because if your champ is alive,
you're alive.
You're alive. So Travis, we have K Spooner.
Good old Kyle.
Bracket.
Oh, that's TJ. Shout out TJ. That's my TJ.
Oh,
well,
okay.
There's another TJ, but there's multiple TJs.
Oh, you can have another TJ.
Yeah, we got a bunch of TJs. Lawyer TJ. We got basketball coach TJ.
Where are you guys?
Dog, I'm 49.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, don't worry about us.
Okay.
Worry
if Kansas
yourself.
Wins, I'm going to slide in.
Motherfucker, you asked where are you guys just to tell us where you are. Just tell us where you are.
Yeah, why would you lead like that?
I wanted the people to know
you're
how you're doing.
Man.
We didn't.
No, you wanted the
people
to
I wanted
to
the
laugh
people to know
us.
That I'm better than you.
Jesus.
God damn, dude.
So anyways, tell us how good you are at this.
Well, it depends if
the
Kansas
gall.
Wins.
Yeah.
If Kansas wins and Duke loses in the Final Four, I'll slide. But if they don't, I'll probably be like, top five.
There's a decent amount of
we'll
Duke,
see.
Kansas.
We'll see.
And even a couple of Villanovas missing their leading scorer, but still dark horse. They could win it. They kind of, they've lost the allure over the past week, but yeah. I think they still have a chance. They're still the best free throw shooting team in the tournament.
Yeah, so what do you guys think of this Final Four?
Yeah.
Nice
I
segue,
mean,
Jake.
I like Villanova still. I like Villanova in this matchup, and I like Duke. I like Nova and Duke. That's kind of where I've been since after the first weekend of play. That's kind of who I thought.
Kansas is so hot.
Does Michael Jordan make an appearance?
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't seen
him. I'm surprised we haven't seen him yet.
Son of a... Yeah. No.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's our guy.
Yeah,
I know. He gets on. He gets
House
a lot
of Jordan
money.
Built.
I know. I spend so much money on his stupid shoes. And I never get these damn shoes because of these fucking bots.
Dude, okay.
I
well,
took the L.
For a different time, but fuck the bots.
I took the L on the Wave
can't
Runners
get a
last
graphics
week, and
card.
I'm still not over it. Can I have another bush?
Yeah, I got you.
You could get that.
Let's make that too.
Our friends at home, please grab yourself another drink.
Yes. And so Kansas. If Kansas plays at all the next game or potentially the championship game.
Like if they don't show
like,
up.
Like the second half. Of that game this past weekend, oh my God, they could bury anybody.
Yeah,
holy hell, was that second half insane?
Well, and it's, I don't know, I like part of me like thinks that like Duke.
I can't go there.
TJ, I can't go there.
I need K to lose. Like I can't have this fairy tale all about Coach K bullshit. I can't do it.
It's crazy how for all the parody that you see through the tournament and you know all these different names, here we are again with. Would you call Villanova blue blood?
Yes,
I would think they're a blue blood.
They've been to three Final Fours in the past 6 years.
Yeah, but blue blood's more about blood like history, not your recency.
Like Indiana, well, I would consider as a
blue
blood.
Blue blood.
And those motherfuckers haven't done anything for like 15 years.
They're Bobby Knight. They're considered,
no, absolutely.
They're considered a blue
blood. But they're still a blue blood because of what they did. Nova, on the other hand.
Like Kansas invented basketball.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like that's.
Well, and Bill Self is so. I love Bill Self.
Plus, it's an S tier.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Logo.
Oh. Yeah, I have a hockey jersey from Kansas.
Do you really?
Yeah, remember our friend and DJ, Julian, Oh. Might have had a tooth knocked out while wearing that jersey.
Snowboarding.
That is right. That is right.
He caught the chairlift in the mouth and then signed.
Never wearing jerseys when I snowboard ever again.
Never signed anything.
Have you guys seen any lines on these games or anything like
that? So
they're all like four.
I saw, give me points.
I'm taking Kansas and Duke money lines for them. I'm parlaying them. Kansas, Duke money lines, and then I put the future on Kansas.
Just to make your money back.
Interesting.
That's my run. That's my play.
Well, that's where the value is now, right?
That's my play. I don't know if that... I couldn't really tell you off the top of my dome if that's where the value is. That's just what I like.
You can get Kansas beats Duke as a final to get some more value if you're looking for it.
Oh, specifically?
If you're sticking for those, yeah.
Okay. I'll probably sprinkle a little on that, just double down.
Bet responsibly.
1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't mind the points in this. Villanova. Just like in general, I hope they're going to be tight games. I think it's going to be entertaining. I like the points.
Well, UNC has recently beaten Duke, so there's that. But Duke is playing lights fucking out. Like, they can't lose is the way. When you watch them play, it's like somebody reminded them that, hey, you guys are this good, so play like it. And it's like, where did this come from? It's insane.
It's Coach K energy.
I hate it. I hate it. You hear that, TJ?
Well, the Duke, I mean, Duke wasn't this great like all season. They're just, their players are just lights out in the tournament right now.
That's what Paolo's I'm saying is great. Like somebody Paolo's just like great. Lit a fire under their ass out of nowhere.
Well,
their starters were good, but the bench, everybody's like, I don't know, this bench kind of not really doing much. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the bench is playing great.
He's not
well, and that's the allure of like Kansas. Like you could totally see like Kansas right now, Remy Martin's playing out of this world. And like the guy didn't play the entire season. It wasn't until Big 12 tournament that you started seeing him and he was like back in limited capacity. And now he's carrying that team. So like that's I think the winner of Kansas Villanova ends up winning it.
Mm-hmm.
Like because I can't see a world where.
What a name, by the way, Remy Martin.
Yeah.
What a name.
That's a great.
Well, and Villanova lost their best scorer. But. Right. They are still a very good free throw shooting team.
The
best in the country.
Yeah.
Oh, so
is this like the 85 plus team?
So
yeah.
So
awesome.
It's like 85-3.
Villanova won't beat themselves, so you have to find a way to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Jay Wright squads, bro.
Dude, that guy's so good.
They are so sound.
That's going to be a really good game.
So out of curiosity,
please.
I actually ride with Duke Kansas. What do you guys think? Jake said Duke, Kansas. I actually ride Duke, Kansas.
It looks right. Unfortunately, like it looks like that's what it's going
to
be.
I'm so back and forth.
You don't have to agree.
No, and I don't have to agree. I really think I like Jay Wright. I like Kansas, but I said Nova after the first weekend. Yeah, I'm sticking
right,
with
but
it. Nova.
Hey,
who did Kansas? Was it Kansas Duke when Embiid won his, when it was Embiid at Kansas and they won their natty?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Might have been Kansas.
Today, homie.
Yeah. Who did Kansas play? God, I don't know.
Same.
I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah, I've got.
It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's Duke Nova. That's my picks. Duke
All
Nova.
Right. So, okay, I'm pulling for you.
And that means
I want to be right, but I like it when you're right, too.
Show bet? Like, how do we do this? To where
a gentleman's unit?
Somebody bring sandwiches next week?
Stop talking.
Oh, I would die for someone to bring sandwiches.
Jimmy John's
sandwich bet.
Jimmy John's player.
It's always at such an odd time that I never eat dinner.
Pizza bet, you know, pizza bet, sandwich bet.
Pizza bet, sandwich bet.
We'll figure this out. Let's brainstorm this because this will be a good one.
Do it right now. Brainstorm it.
Guys, that bracket challenge that we got going on again, after this weekend is over, we will have our winners. First place, $125. Second place, $50. Third place, $25. Thank you for your time.
By next episode, you'll know the winner.
Guys, we'll get in contact with you guys. I hope that you named your brackets so we don't have to go find you, but we will get you paid out.
One way or the other.
Shout out, gang.
Hell yeah, brother.
Guys, before we go on, we got to hear from Sean.
Oh, yeah.
We sent Sean.
He called.
Fuck, I buried the lead. guys, we sent Sean down to New Orleans. Our guy's down there scoping it out.
Check his Instagram. He's posting pictures in the French Quarter. It's actually, they're pretty dope. So look up our blind brother. Just doing the Lord's work down there.
How do you think he's doing down there?
Thriving.
Thriving.
Thriving. Dude. He and sent me a picture from inside a cigar factory that you can just sit in and smoke. And they're literally rolling the cigars behind you. and he's sitting there with his headphones on, his aviators, his Hemingway hat, his Hawaiian, his Jimmy Buffett shirt.
Cameraman
the guy's living.
Cameraman Sean's so cool.
Living.
Guys, again, you could take a look at Sean's photography work. He's actually really good. Dude, really good.
There's some artsy shit in there, dude.
Low-Viz Photography on Instagram and lowvizphotography.com. Take a look at his stuff.
L-O-W hyphen.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Viz,
V-I-S.
So let's hear from Sean. Hey, Sean.
What up?
This is Cameraman Sean. It is Thursday, March 31st, 2022, and I'm reporting in from our office in the French Quarter, New Orleans. Final Four is in full swing. The place is packed. Things are crazy. And there are just basketball fans swarming everywhere. And the alcohol is flowing.
Was that a...
Why did we send him and we didn't go?
Yeah.
Do you think Sean is a souvenir drink cup guy?
No.
Not, dude, I just picture Sean rolling around with a little... like top hat type hat and a big see-through 3-foot souvenir
flamingo
cup with
cup.
A straw.
Yeah, you know what, I've seen it happen, but it's not his home, right? That's when you have Sean in his element. Like I said, it is Jimmy Buffett Hawaiian shirt, Hemingway hat, dark green aviators you can't see through because, I mean, he can't see anyways. Fat ass stogie in his hand. And he is asking every bartender if they have some obscure bourbon that they definitely don't have. Every single bar. And then he settles for, he's like, well, I'll take rum instead. It's always a huge swing. You're like, all right. That is where he lives. So he's living his best life in the French Quarter right now.
You guys been?
No.
To New Orleans?
Not. Yeah.
New Orleans is fantastic. That's one of the best places to, like, if you just need to get away for a couple days,
okay.
You just need to go hit a quick reset, take a plane down, find yourself an Airbnb,
dude.
And just live in the French Quarters and around that area, eat a bunch of food, and drink a bunch of drinks.
So I went once. It was for work, and I was flying out of New Orleans, but I had like 6 hours before my flight, so I just like... went to go peruse Bourbon
Street.
Some
food or
just,
something?
Just see what it is. You know, never been. I was walking down Bourbon Street, and it's the middle of the day. It's not night. Okay. It's not party hours. It's middle of the day. Not a lot of people out there. And I'm walking behind a group of like 5 or 6 people. And a gentleman from across the way, across the street, is standing outside one of the bars, and he yells, "Hey! White people!" And like... all 6 of us, 7 of us, yes. Are like looking over.
Hello?
Like,
me?
Yes.
Sir?
Hello?
Yeah. Right here. He's
hey,
like,
present.
He's like, y'all got to come in here. We got good drinks. We got good food. We got good women. We got cocaine. Whatever you want. Come on. And I was just like, I'm walking. I got a flight.
You're like, I cannot go in there.
It's not me. It's not my time. I'm going to go get a hand grenade.
Hey, white people.
Huh? Hello? Hello? Huh? What?
I'm present. So when we went there, we made the mistake. And actually, I was really surprised until I figured out like why. We got a really cheap Airbnb, and the Airbnb was super nice. Like only at that time of year.
Whereabouts?
We were probably like... half a mile outside the French Quarters.
Okay.
So it was far enough to like, we thought we could walk it, but I made the mistake of booking that trip and we went like the end of August.
Sweat weather.
Oh my God. It was 95 degrees at like 6 in the morning.
You might as well be below sea level at that
Dude,
point.
It was unreal how hot it was. And so when we went, we're not big drinkers. So like, we were going for the food.
Bro, I've watched you have like 18 Busch Lights.
Yeah. But like, there's a difference between drinking here and like getting shit faced like somewhere where you don't know where you are.
That's fair.
Big Foodies, dude, that place is crazy hot. No way. Like, you're walking down. Bourbon Street sucks, by the way. Bourbon
oh,
Street
yeah, that's what I've heard.
Super sucks.
Oh.
You can't.
It's
like
just
nut
trash.
To butt. It
yeah,
smells like piss.
It smells.
Yes.
Dude, you're walking down. It hadn't rained down there in days, and there's puddles everywhere. It's disgusting. But I hope Sean's having a great time.
Dude, he sent me pictures. Photographer sent me pictures of his Airbnb. It's in the artist market.
Okay.
Like not just, it's in the French Quarter, a couple over from Bourbon Street. Insanely gorgeous. And not that, not I'm not paying for it, but like, and we are not paying for that Airbnb.
Yeah, no way. Guys, anything else on NCAA tournament before we move on?
No, I'm excited. It's going to be a good weekend.
Take the points.
Do we have prize checks?
Prize?
Oh.
We do not have prize
checks. Damn!
It was this past week. I had some shit go on.
Oh, did you?
I lost my focus.
I got you. Guys.
Happened to me.
Let's finish up this Friday fun time episode with some fucking segments.
With some segments.
Holy shit. We're limping into these segments, boys. Who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Jada Pinkett Smith cannot dog sit for me.
All right.
I'm just going to take that one off the board. There it is.
That's it?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Elaborate or no?
No, I don't need to.
Okay. Producer Jake, what about you?
It's a somber one. Dog walking or dog sitting for me. Dude, it's hard. I don't know what you want from me.
Okay.
It's a somber
Friday
one.
Episode.
Taylor Hawkins. Hawkins.
Hawkins, the drummer from the Foo Fighters.
It's sad. Super sad. Incredible dude from all accounts. Loved. So it's cool to watch some of their concerts because Taylor would sing in place of Dave Grohl sometimes.
Oh, he's the best. He was the best singer in the Foo Fighters, and Dave Grohl is the best drummer.
Yeah.
Foo
Fighters.
What a cool band. Just. Awesome. First and foremost.
Yeah, it's awesome. So there's also a great video out there. You can go look it up. There's one concert. Dave loses his voice like mid-show, and he's talking about it. He's like, guys, he's like, I'm the guy that fell off the stage and broke his leg. Currently, I'm the guy that has no voice. He's like, so I'm going to need your guys' help in singing these next songs. I forget the name of the song that they play, but they're halfway through. Dave sounds awful. Can't sing. The crowd's not really chiming in. And so Taylor takes over the song, and he's just like, I don't know the words. And like, but sings the chorus, but everything in between.
It's his own band.
It's just, he's making it up. It's great.
I don't know the words, but
I'm here to
drum.
Play drums.
I can drum awesome. Every beat.
That's right.
That was a bummer. Shout out Taylor Hawkins. Goddamn.
Knows every 30-second note.
Guys, dog sitting for me.
Okay.
Adam Amin and Stacey King.
Oh, they're fun.
Guys.
Amin has
Parlez-vous français. Parlez-vous français.
Dude.
We are so spoiled. We don't understand.
Their chemistry is amazing.
They are.
Adam Amin is underrated.
Adam
in
Amin, in general, he's fantastic. So good.
He could read me the Bible and I'd listen.
Guys, Stacey King is hysterical. Those two together, they play so well. We are spoiled.
And their hype
fans.
Moments are unreal.
Yeah.
They will get you off the couch.
Yeah.
Like hearing both of them, and not only like I mean I've heard Adam Amin when he called Shanae Ogumakwe's game winner when she played for Notre Dame.
Mm.
That was a great call. That's an all time call. Adam Amin's a young man doing this.
Dude, he's good.
So
he's so good.
We're spoiled.
We're spoiled across the board.
Yeah, appreciate
in Chicago
this.
Sports.
Yeah.
It'd just be sick if we could win some stuff.
That's
agreed.
Fair.
Agreed. Appreciate this.
Sorry.
Because now, for the first time in a while,
we
get to hear Stacey King in the playoffs. And we get to hear Adam Amin now in the playoffs, too. Whole new dynamic.
How far into the playoffs do you get to keep your local broadcast before it goes national?
Until conference finals. Yeah, conference goes nationals.
And then you have to put up with fucking Joe Buck. Just in general, I hate that guy.
I don't mind Joe Buck.
Yeah, I don't mind him. Joe Buck!
Dude, he calls a good game.
Fuck that guy.
Indifferent.
They paid that man money.
Oh, shmoney.
Sammy Stats.
Okay, dog sitting for me this week is a two-time nominee, friends and family.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, friends and family dog sitting for me this week. I have borrowed around $40,000 worth of equipment and services from people over the past 2 weeks because we decided in my household it is a great idea to renovate the master bathroom right now. Most of that $40,000 can be attributed to using Jake's truck.
to Jake's truck to move stuff to the house for the renovation.
Payments?
No, no. I just use the cost of his truck.
Jake's bathroom.
Yeah,
Jake's bathroom now.
Yeah, dude.
Jake's master bathroom.
This it sucks. It sucks. It'll be rewarding one day whenever we figure out, you know, how to finish this project. But yeah, friends and family, thank you for all the help. Friends, family, if any of you listen to this, you probably don't because you have a life.
We lost him at the baby talk.
Yeah. Anybody out there still listening, thank you. That's it, baby.
Guys, what about?
Friends and family.
Who's not that guy?
NTG.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Did you give a...
He didn't give us a dog sit.
No, we started with not that guy.
No.
Oh, I jumped the gun completely.
Yeah.
But Jada Pinkett Smith is for sure my not that guy.
And also not dog sitting for you, I guess. Or dog sitting.
Oh, yeah, that does work either way.
You're going both?
So my dog sitter is Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh. Okay, I'll bite.
Because in reference to the Will Smith, Chris Rock situation... when asked about it, he's like, guys, I just don't want to fucking add to this situation. Why are you asking me? I just fucking love that.
He's like, why are you doing this?
Guy,
Harry Potter.
You don't need Harry Potter's take on this. Was essentially the sentiment,
I did see a tweet that was like, by all accounts, it should have turned these four children into the worst individuals in the world, but somehow they came
absolutely
out on the right side of
absolutely
it all.
Absolutely. All four of them, too.
Yeah.
Even Draco, five. I was calling Neville as my fourth.
Okay.
So all five of them.
That's enough Harry Potter talk for the next year.
No.
You ain't got to do that. Producer Harry Jake. Potter was part of my childhood.
Who's not that guy?
Not that guy.
Not that guy.
Not that guy.
Not that guy.
You guys can't see it. I'm pointing to it. It's the UCL. Okay. A little tendon in your elbow. It tends to explode when you're a pitcher.
Okay.
And well, especially when you have terrible mechanics.
It's
a
ruiner of fun times.
Is there a surgery?
Throw 105
named after
miles
a guy
an hour.
With two first names?
Yes. And it has
Thomas
like a year and a half
Jonathan?
Recovery time. So fuck that guy.
Fuck him. Fuck the elbow thing.
Guys, am I not that guy?
Okay.
Am I not that guy is people who play April Fool's jokes in any capacity, in jest, in a funny email.
Good use of
in
jest.
An actual, in an,
it's a jest. Yeah,
in an actual, like,
the
you
gall.
Thought up, like, the fucking gall. We have gone through 2 years of a pandemic. Barb. Nobody thinks that your email is funny. We actually thought this was on fire. I'm pissed.
At my company's headquarters, back in the day, someone actually did the take all of the balls out of the mouses prank, and like the building was shut down for the entire day. Because back in the day, you were just fucked.
Jake is
like, you couldn't move it. Jake's like, the commitment necessary to open all
one,
these mouses.
Another good one is you tape the bottom of the laser pointer mouse.
Oh, yeah. It's just,
yeah. Guys.
What the fuck?
April Fool's jokes are not funny. We've gone through a lot these last couple years.
You just don't get comedy, bro.
Yeah. No. because jokes any other time, pranks, the rest of the 364 days of the year, pranks are fine. But today, you suck. You suck.
I've gotten got like four times today.
Yeah, dude. The
I took the day off.
I learned
got
about
nothing.
The Jonah Hill thing.
Dude, I have so much faith in people until this day.
The Garrett Crochet actually having Tommy John. That.
Oh, you thought that was actually a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought that was, yeah.
Oh, so you've really, been got both ways?
I got both ways. I thought I got and I didn't.
You're
and
like,
then I
don't
ended up
this.
Getting got. Not getting got.
Damn, got.
You got getting got.
You got by not thinking you were getting got to not.
Can you
let
wake up dead?
Get got.
There was one time the Onion on April Fools.
Do you
the Onion,
the
dude. Every day is April Fools for the Onion.
But they published a real story.
Oh, that's off time.
There's fucking trolls. Sammy Stats, who's not that guy?
Not that guy. Not that guy of the week for me is a combination of myself and builder grade plumbing. Going back to the bathroom renovation, I don't know what to
We're
do.
We're still on it, folks. You guys. Thought we left? Grow the fuck up. This is a plumbing podcast.
Welcome back.
I have a gutted master bathroom right now, down to the studs, and I can't do anything because... Well,
you got floor in there.
Yeah, there's brand new beautiful tile floor, but there's no plumbing. Nothing works. So any plumbers out there, if we got somebody listening to this that wants a side job within the next 2 weeks, we could really use your help. Hit me up.
Armpit, free advertising.
Who do you know?
Yeah, we'll free ad you too. And you know what? I'll pay. I might pay.
Yeah, I was going to say no free ads.
I might pay.
We're not.
I don't know.
It's up in the air. Did you do not that guy?
Yeah,
Jay,
you did
not
that guy.
He doubled down.
That guy doubled down.
Builder grade plumbing.
And we'll finish it up with a voicemail. A voicemail from our not employee.
He does not work for
he
us.
He does not Definitely work for doesn't. Us.
Dale, this is your fault.
So I just told him that we would consider it.
Well, look what you did.
Guys,
you give a dog a bone, he's going to keep coming back.
If you see,
give a mouse a cookie, he wants a glass of milk. That's right.
If you see a Twitter profile and it's Seth, what is it? What's his?
Seth from Beecher.
Seth from Beecher, official field reporter for
that
the
is
Bear
him.
Min Pod.
That is him.
Guys, he does not work for us, but follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
So we can prove that he doesn't work for us.
Yeah, follow him like a bunch. He doesn't work for us. But here he is. He called me 4 times this week. I made the mistake of picking up for 3 of those. So
we're only playing 1.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's Seth from Beecher. The Bare Minimum Podcast field reporter.
No,
not
false.
Accurate.
Just been checking out my sources. It's a shame the base contract.
He has none.
But you know, hey, they're going to figure it out. We got lineman guys doing lineman shit up in the top positions there, and we just got to have faith. Saw some article from some fuckboy who's not going to get named, saying we should already fire Poles. Hey, man, the offseason just started. They're making moves. Stop being a fucking moron. Anyways, I really want to thank Dale specifically and the rest of the boys for giving me the spot and helping put bread and food on the table.
We're not paying him. Are you paying him?
No. What's even the best part is he lives just down the street.
He's
like,
delusional.
He's so close.
What, were you walking the dog and you were just like,
no.
Yeah, you can work. Yeah, anytime we'll hit you up.
I said on the pod that we should talk about it. And he thought that meant that I gave him a 5-year deal.
You basically gave him an offer letter with that.
Like 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, gave him an offer. You might as well have. Jesus.
That doesn't work for us. Guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 28. Thank you for joining us on a Weird Friday episode. If you are still here after this one,
get weird.
You're the fucking best.
Bears.
We love
Bears.
You.
Bears.
What do you guys got? Anything? You want to tell the people anything before this fun weekend?
Jake likes them long.
Have a great weekend. We'll
I like
them
long. AuroraFastPitch.org.
Yep. If you want to play some fast pitch.
If you think you're good at slow pitch. Try fast pitch. Just genuinely.
You could be mediocre at both of them. Just go play.
Junior Blackhawks basketball. Shout out Coach TJ. Frequent guest. Again, guys, we're going to have Jose on in a couple weeks talking about NFL draft coming up. Next week is our big baseball preview. We will get into Cubs and Sox season's projections. We might even throw out a little record. And
don't fucking don't.
Next week,
don't.
Also, boys, I got some homework.
Just fucking don't,
That's
Jake.
Hurtful.
I don't need that.
I got some homework.
I'm going to whoop your ass.
Homework.
All right? So we're going to come back next week with our
homie work.
Division winners.
Homie work.
So from each, from each league. So we're going to do division winners. And who you think is winning the World Series?
I have it all.
And who's the matchup in the World Series?
Just write Dodgers on the paper.
Also MVP.
That is the correct answer.
All right. Next week, big baseball episode. Hope you make some money this weekend on some
Kansas.
Basketball. 1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly. See red. Bear down. Fuck you, Grayson Allen.
Bears.
Bears.